What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Tammy's on vacation, as you know. Last couple of days, I've been graced with my beautiful girlfriend, Sam. It was funny because it rhymed. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show. Well, as you can imagine, after 2 days, Sam got smart and said, I'm going to sleep in, if you don't mind. And I think we've been hanging out enough together. So go have fun with somebody else. And I have found somebody else, but he's not somebody else.
I better not be somebody else.
A dear, dear friend, a brother, if you will. And also a very familiar face and voice on this very radio show, local musician, and now educator and helper of heroes, and more about that in a moment.
Hey.
The very talented, my dear friend, Davey Rocket. How are you, pal?
Shucks. Hey, buddy.
Davey Rocket has been on the show many times. We've created beautiful pieces of music together.
We sure have.
And we'll be reliving some of our greatest hits, and I should say some of Davey's greatest hits that he's allowed me to sully
hardly.
With my harmonica and my off-key harmonies. We got some new songs coming up this morning.
If I can get it finished in the next couple minutes.
You're literally doing that right now.
I am literally doing
this.
You're bothering me right now.
This is your method.
This is my madness.
Okay, all right. So the song that he's going to perform this morning that he has had ample time to prepare for is not done yet.
Yeah.
Not done.
I still got that Write a Tune Tuesday in me. Right. You know, I got that dog in me still.
In case you don't know what Dave's talking about, years and years and years ago, we used to feature local musicians, and we'd bring them in. Davey was one of them, among many other great, great local musicians. And we would give them an hour to write a brand new song on topics that you, KSON loyal listeners, suggested. And that's how we got to know Davey. Well, Dave and I have become friends since then, and I'm glad that it's much more than just on-air chums.
I'm glad too.
Ah, well, thank you, pal. Yeah. Dave's back this morning. Davey will take on you in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Perhaps you'll be going to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. That's the prize everyone's qualifying for this week. And just some frivolity, if you will. If I'm allowed to say frivolity this early in the morning with Davey Rocket hanging out with me on a Thursday. San Diego's morning show on KSON. We asked Davey Rocket to come in today and fill in for Tammy when she's gone for a couple of reasons. Number one, most important reason is we always have fun with you. You're just a funny, fun guy. It's comfortable. It's cool. And our listeners really love hearing you. So that's cool.
Hey, thank you.
And I don't want to turn our fun morning into something that's really serious and scary. But
you're going to.
Well, I think it's important to know, as a person who considers you a very close friend of mine, how lucky we are that you're still alive and breathing on this earth. A year ago, a little bit over a year ago, we almost lost you.
July 30th.
To, would you call it a freak accident? I guess if you're into that sport, it's not a freak accident.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's you definitely accept the risk. So it's like you're doing something kind of dumb already, you know? And then it was an unforeseen freak accident within that.
Dave crashed into and then clung to the side of a mountain until thankfully he was saved because of a paragliding accident.
So that's about correct.
How long did you cling on to that mountain thinking that if any gust of wind happens or if I just lose the strength, I'm not going to live?
It was about an hour. Fortunately, somebody else was paragliding with me and they came and they were holding down my parachute so that
No gusts would take you.
And plus, when the helicopter got there, that would have been really bad if my parachute was still open.
Oh, yeah. Because of the wind?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. All right. This story gives me anxiety. I can't imagine what it does to you. And if this makes you uncomfortable at all, please let me know. I mean, we almost lost you, pal.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't great. I was in a coma for a week. The worst part. So unfortunately, I didn't just go unconscious and then enjoy a nice coma for the whole week.
Enjoy a nice coma.
I was wide awake till the helicopter got there. And
so no shock eliminating pain?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. The result of this crash, Davey, and let me know if I'm wrong, basically everything below your waist was broken.
Pretty much, man, yeah. Just about everything. And almost lost my left foot. Came really close to losing my left foot.
So your family, your girlfriend Raylin, who I love dearly, they waited until you were out of that coma to alert us that this had all gone down. When I finally got the news, I came to see you the next morning.
Yeah, you're one of my first memories from.
But here's the deal:
up.
You don't remember the first time I came to see you because we sat. I met your father.
Yeah,
you told me I smelled nice.
Okay, so when I say it's one of my first memories, I mean after John reminded me.
But we spent about an hour talking, and I wasn't scolding you, but I'm like, dude, you got to be careful. What are you doing on these paragliders? This is the second time this has happened. You're lucky to be here, and you're like, yes, I'll never do it again. I'm sorry. It was odd.
I think my first words, honestly, when I was waking up, I saw my girlfriend's face above me, and my very first words were, don't worry, baby, I'm done. No more paragliding.
It's funny.
I'm sorry.
It's funny because that's kind of, give or take a few words, what you said to me.
I'm sure, yeah.
I felt very
kind of guilty to all of my family and friends for scaring them so much.
The first thing you did was apologize to me. I'm like, what are you apologizing to me for? And that's exactly what you said, because I do this stupid sport, which I love, and it causes so many of my people that I love, in this case, very legitimate worry and very legitimate anxiety, because we saw what happened to you. And the story has a really good ending. First of all, because you're here looking at me right now, alive and breathing.
Yes, sir.
Slightly battered, but not any worse for the wear.
Yeah, I definitely don't walk so good, Nomo.
But you're still here, man.
I'm still here.
You're still here. And you've turned around. Not that your life needed turning around. You were doing just fine. But you've decided to focus your energy towards something away from the actual musician side and more to the helping people side. Is that accurate?
I wouldn't say less to the musician side, less to the performing look at me side.
But focus that on helping.
Yeah.
And healing people.
Yep.
That's amazing. I want to hear more about this a little bit later on. Davey Rocket
Absolutely.
Is our guest. As I speak for everybody listening, fans of you or just fans of cool people, we're very happy that you're alive
and
well.
Thank you very much. And also, I don't want to be an enemy of paragliding here, too. I should say I was not smart about paragliding, and I also did it just about every day for 5 years.
You were addicted.
I was addicted.
Are you still?
No, it's finally passed. Finally, there will be a day with nice puffy clouds and good breeze, and I'm not thirsty for the sky.
Yeah. All right, we got more with Davey Rocket this morning. John and Davey, filling in for Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to El Cajon. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going real well. Appreciate you asking. As you probably know, Matt, you don't have Tammy. You've got my friend Davey Rocket, local musician, instead.
All righty, let's do it.
So let's go, Matt. You're not ready for this.
Uh-oh. The trash talking begins. Matt, do me a favor. First of all, kick Davey out of the studio.
All right, Davey, you got to get out of here.
All right.
Trash talker. I love it. Literally, before we went on the air, Matt, he's like, I have social media. I've got no idea what's going on in pop culture. The second the microphone clicks, bring it.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Davey. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, or garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties will go to Davey this morning, okay?
All right.
The new SNL cast will be announced in about a week, and Lorne Michaels is promising to shake things up. The only returnee so far is James Austin Johnson, who plays President Trump. What does SNL stand for?
Saturday Night Live.
Singer Meghan Trainor has lost a bunch of weight with the help of Mongero, and her fans are worried that she's getting too skinny. Meghan's biggest hit song is 2014's All About That What?
Bass.
The world's oldest person just celebrated another birthday, Ethel Caterham. Born in 1909, turned 116 last Thursday. Let's play What's Older. What's older, Ethel or Bubblegum?
Let's go with Ethel.
Blake Lively had a birthday yesterday. Who's her husband?
Oh, gosh. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Okay. And finally, this celebrity cook, author, TV personality, and businesswoman turned 57 yesterday. She's hosted cooking shows like 30-Minute Meals, Tasty Travels, and $40 a Day. Who is she?
No, John, you got me on that one, too.
All right. Let's get Dave back in. So, Matt, what's going on with you today, pal?
Just heading into work right now. We got a tech scout for tomorrow's commercial shoot.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, you need any help, let me know.
All right.
Matt, I'm sorry about what I said, buddy.
Oh, look at him backtracking now. Matt did 3 out of 5.
Okay. All right.
All right, Davey. Here we go. The new SNL cast will be announced in about a week, and Lorne Michaels is promising to shake things up. The only returnee so far is James Austin Johnson, who plays President Trump. What does SNL stand for?
Saturday Night Live. That's a real bell, by the way. Everyone's, guys. You probably think that John just pressed a button on a soundboard or something. That's an actual live bell.
I'm proud of that.
You should be proud
of that. I'm proud of the fact that I go old school.
I'm proud of Matt.
It's 1-1. Singer Meghan Trainor has lost a bunch of weight with the help of Mongero, and her fans are worried that she's getting too skinny. Meghan's biggest hit song is 2014's All About That What?
Wait, cause you know I'm all about that bass. All about that bass, about that bass, okay. About that bass.
That's right. God, Tammy can't do that. Now that I like. 2-2. The world's oldest person just celebrated another birthday. Ethel Caterham, born in 19.
Oh, Ethel. Yes, she had a birthday. Born in 19.
Shut up. Born in 1909, turned 116 on Thursday. Her advice to people younger than her. So literally everyone on earth is say yes to every opportunity because you never know what it will lead to. Let's play What's Older.
I love it.
What's older, Ethel or Bubblegum?
I'm going to guess. I don't think they had bubbles 116 years ago. So Ethel.
You're going to say Ethel. Ethel was born in 1909. Bubblegum in 1928. You're both right. Ethel is older than Bubblegum.
Oh, man, Matt. It comes down to this, buddy.
Ethel's also able to say, remember 16 years ago when I was 100? My God. 3-3. Yep. Blake Lively had a birthday yesterday. Who's her husband?
Is that Deadpool? Is that Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, it is Ryan Reynolds. Look at you, Mr. Wow. I don't know pop culture. 4-3, Dave. And finally, this celebrity cook, author, TV personality, and businesswoman turned 57 yesterday. She's hosted cooking shows like 30-Minute Meals, Tasty Travels, and $40 a Day. Who is she?
I'm going to guess, I don't know, Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray's right.
Are you serious? That was just a name that I knew.
Wow.
Okay.
There you have it. Well done, Davey Rocket. Wow. I'm actually impressed.
I thought that I was going to talk tough and then fail hard, and that was going to be the funny thing.
Look at you.
Sorry, Matt. You're very handsome.
Today, Matt, Dave beats you by a score of 5-3, so you're not going to get any money today, but we are going to qualify you for your trip to Vegas. Go see Blake Shelton. You'll spend a couple nights out there. We'll even pay for your gas, all right?
All right. That sounds amazing. I hope I win.
Okay, we'll give that away on Friday. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, Matt, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Matt Nalcon, and I flunked out of Davies College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'll be 100% honest. One of the biggest reasons I asked, I shouldn't say one of the biggest reasons, but a big reason why I asked my good friend Davey Rocket, San Diego musician, friend of the show for years, to join me this day, filling in for Tammy on vacation, is I knew that we could pull out some of your greatest John and Tammy hits.
Oh, I love it.
And relive them, because there are so many times you performed on the show, whether it was for our old segment, Write a Tune Tuesday. One of my personal favorites was when you and your co-musicians, Sandy and Josh, played literal elevator music in our building's elevator.
We sure did.
That was the old building, but boy, old building or not, the looks from people when they walked in, it was priceless.
Feel free to come on. We have music for you today. What car would you like?
Three, please.
Three.
Music and a donut.
Right? What's your name?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good.
Have a good afternoon.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Michael. See you at lunch.
See you at lunch. Good one, man. It was awesome. Either they were like, what's going on? Stupid radio people again. Because we were like the troublemakers on the top floor. Or they were super appreciative of it. Either way, it's a great memory. Another great memory, and I had forgotten about this until quite recently, one of Davey's personal requests was when he came in and serenaded me on my birthday.
So, John, now that you're older and wiser, I look at you and I just think, man, you must have the answers to everything. So, I have one question for you, sir. Wouldn't it be nice to not be 50?
Oh, jeez.
To have more years ahead than years behind. To still be able to do anything quickly. To have more things to lose than things to find. We We used to drink some shots, then you'd come with me, and we would go paint San Diego red. Now you still have your vodka and your whiskey, then you take a nap and then go straight to bed. Oh, it's so freaking nice to not be 50. I can start a movie after 10. Taking showers isn't all that risky, but I wish you many more, my aging friend. But really, we should get you a bar in there, maybe a chair or something.
Yeah, upon second thought, I don't like that song very much.
Why not? Don't you remember what it was like to be 50, the good old days?
Oh, why don't you shut up? Davey Rocket, man, so happy to have you here.
So happy to be here.
Filling in for Tam, John, and Davey, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy's been on vacation, and I've just been having such a great time, either with Sam, my girlfriend, coming in for a couple of days, my daughter Abby making her return as a guest host. Never been a guest host, but a guest on our show many times, my dear friend, local musician, San Diego favorite, Davey Rocket.
I need you to say right now that you're having a better time with me than your daughter and girlfriend. I need you to say that.
100%. Come on. You know I'm completely sincere when I say that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you do.
You're definitely not later going to be like, baby, I was kidding.
That I can't promise. Right. I will promise you this, though. You're going to have some fun with us this morning if you're just joining us. We're not only going to hear some brand new music from Davey written just, actually, right now being written about how it feels to fill in for Tammy, but it would be a mistake to have you here and not bring up one of our shining moments, and that was a collaboration. Usually Davey handles this on his own, but this was a collaboration that you and I put together. Again, very last minute before...
We have so many shining moments that I don't even know which one you're referring to.
Well, this is our food fund.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This actually, I don't want to brag it up. Well, it's not bragging. We didn't win. What a shock. But when we got nominated for the ACM that we lost again, this was a big reason why, was we included the audio from this song, taking it for Fraser Farms.
I can't tell you how proud I am.
You know what? As am I.
I'm being sincere. That's really amazing.
All right. It's got everything in it. It's got Davey's lyrics. It's got me butchering harmonica, not to hop piano man, which is a reference as well. Here is the almost award-winning
Show Us Your Cans.
As we get closer to the holidays, more and more hungry San Diegans are going to be reaching out, which means there's never, ever been a more important time to...
Show us your cans. Show up and show us your cans. Show us your plan to go through your pantry. Show us your canned ham or something slightly less fancy. Fraser Farms is the place, on Fletcher Parkway in the Mesa. Come on. Harmonic it, John. Yeah.
I can't play more than Piano Man, Tammy. Now more than ever, it's time to get just a little more when you're out. Instead of 2 boxes of mac and cheese, you grab 4 boxes of mac and cheese. Yeah, clerk, unlock that case of formula. Let me get some cans for my new mom, also taking advantage of the San Diego Food Bank. And while you're at the grocery store, please, please make sure you say...
We want to see them nuts and seeds and rice and beans. Get them butts in some jeans and just proceed to... Fraser Farms is the place, on Fletcher Parkway in the Mesa.
Play us out, John.
Maybe
the award losing show.
There you go. Keeping the losing streak alive. That was Davey Rocket with Show Us Your Cans. Thank you for being here. I hope you're having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
All right. John and Davey, San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Anthony in Logan Heights. What's going on, Anthony?
Not much, just right here getting kids ready for school.
Anthony, do me a favor. We got Davey Rocket, musician, filling in for Tammy this week. Would you go ahead and kick Davey out of the studio?
Bye, Davey.
Bye, Anthony.
All right, Anthony, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Davey. I'm sorry. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, want to remind you that all ties will go to Davey this morning. Okay, Anthony?
Sounds good.
Mariah Carey will receive the Video Vanguard Award at this year's VMA Awards, which is interesting since Mariah Carey has never won a VMA. What does VMA stand for?
Video Music Awards.
Tom Hiddleston got visibly uncomfortable during an interview when the host brought up his ex-girlfriend Taylor Swift. Of the following, who has not been involved with Taylor Swift? Nick Jonas, John Mayer, or Taylor Lautner?
Taylor.
There are rumors that Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz may be having a fling. Austin played Elvis in the 2022 movie of the same name. What Oscar winner played Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in that movie?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
All 10 episodes of The Office spinoff The Paper will drop on Peacock September 4th. Only one character from The Office will be returning for the spinoff. Which one?
What's his name? I can't think of it right now.
All right, and finally, Kirsten Dunst revealed that her son James had a serious health scare when she was away filming in Budapest. Luckily, everything is fine. In which movie does Kirsten Dunst deliver this line? I said, "Brr, it's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere."
Brr, it's cold in here. Don't know.
All right, let's get Dave back in. All right, Anthony, what's the day looking like for you today?
Let's see, take the kids to school, then get ready, go to work. That's about it.
All right, Anthony did 1 out of 5.
Yeah,
just 1 out of 5.
Okay, well, there's still a very good chance you're going to win, Anthony.
Oh, here we go again. Dave, Mariah Carey will receive the Video Vanguard Award at this year's VMA Awards, which is interesting since Mariah Carey has never won a VMA.
Uh-huh.
What does VMA stand for?
That's Video Music Awards.
That's right. All right, it's 1-1. Tom Hiddleston got visibly uncomfortable during an interview when the host brought up his ex-girlfriend Taylor Swift. Of the following, who has not been involved with Taylor Swift? Was it Nick Jonas, John Mayer, or Taylor Lautner?
Let's see. Okay, I know she's been with the Werewolf. I'm going to go with Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas is right. She did date a Jonas brother, but it was Joe. Joe, yes.
Oh.
My mother, Bonnie, the church lady, that's her favorite Joe bro. She says he has bedroom eyes.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I'm like, Mom, ooh.
Bedroom eyes.
Yeah, Mom,
that's funny.
Ooh. All right, it's 2-1. Davey, there are rumors that Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz may be having a fling. Austin played Elvis in the 2022 movie of the same name. What Oscar winner played Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in that movie?
I'm just going to take a wild guess because he seems like he would play that role. Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is right.
Are you serious?
Are you guessing or are you sandbagging?
I swear to God that one was a guess.
Okay. Well, good guess. 3-1 to you. All 10 episodes of The Office spinoff The Paper will drop on Peacock September 4th. Only one character from The Office will be returning for the spinoff. Which one?
It's Mindy Kaling, right?
It's not Mindy Kaling.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oscar.
Oscar. Oh, good. Yeah. I like Oscar.
Okay. Well, you can watch him on The Paper starting September 4th.
You know what? Maybe I will.
Okay. 3-1. Such a weirdo. 3-1, Dave. And finally, Kirsten Dunst revealed that her son James had a serious health scare when she was away filming in Budapest. Luckily, everything's fine. Which movie does Kirsten Dunst deliver this line? I said, "Brr, it's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere."
I have no idea.
Okay, good. Let's just move on.
What's a Kirsten Dunst?
The movie is Bring It On.
It's cold in here. I said there must be some Toros in the atmosphere.
A cheer movie filmed right here in San Diego, California.
Really?
Yes, it was. All right, so today we finished with a score of 3-1. Davey, nice job.
I'm so sorry, Anthony.
Anthony, you're not going to get any of our money, but we're going to get you a great prize. You are now qualified to go to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. Going to put you up for a couple nights, take care of your gas as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, well, good luck. We give the trip away on Friday. In the meantime, I have to have you say this.
I am Anthony and Logan Hunt, and I flunked out of Davies College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Of course, we could not have local musician Davey Rocket back in studio as a guest host without immediately putting him to work.
Absolutely.
You had an assignment to write a song about Tammy not being here, about your job as my co-host this morning. And that's all the direction I gave you.
And that's all the direction that I didn't follow.
Oh, great. Usually, we write these together. And but this was something that you wanted to surprise me with and come in and unveil.
That's right. I didn't have that instant accountability, though. You left me to my own.
Oh, stop it. You are very successful on your own. This is Davey Rocket. What is the name of this song that you've written? This is just, by the way, completed within minutes.
This song is called If I'm Tammy Today.
If I'm Tammy Today. Do you write the lyrics first? Do you write the music first? Which one are you?
It's usually just the phrase. It's usually, so just the idea of, oh, okay, if I'm co-hosting with John today, then who's going to take care of all the things that I'm supposed to be taking care of? If I'm Tammy Today.
If I am Tammy Today, a brand new juicy selection.
Oh, yeah.
From Davey Rocket. Completed just minutes ago.
Yeah.
In this very studio. Take it away, Davey Rocket, John and Davey, San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
Tammy today, who's gonna be me? Who will sleep till noon and only get up because I have to pee? If I'm here, how can I make sure my video games get played? Who will tell my cat he's handsome and make sure my bed isn't made? If I'm Tammy today, if I'm Tammy today, if I'm Tammy today, who will think about practicing music but end up just watching some Netflix?
Who will scroll through my media feed to find people to be upset with? Who's gonna be surprised by problems easy to foresee? If I'm covering for Tammy today, who's covering for me? If I'm Tammy today, today, if I'm Tammy today, if I'm Tammy today.
I mean, it's actually a very lovely song.
I didn't intend for it to be so. So this is the thing about procrastinating, is I had these silly lyrics. And I was like, oh, I'll throw some music to it when I get to the studio. And then the first thing that came out of my fingers on the guitar was something pretty. And I was like,
I'll say this is an actual fact. I watched the entire thing happen. I'm very happy with that song, maybe than any other.
Really?
A couple reasons why. First of all, Tammy will love it because it mentions her name probably about 55 times.
It does.
And I love it because I asked you to write a song about the show and you turned it all into something about you, which is something that I do every day.
Would Tammy like it more if I put her phone number in there?
I think
she
would. I think she would love that. Put the address down. Why not?
Why not, man? Where is she right now? What's her hotel room? Where's her current location?
Great job, man. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Davey Rocket filling in wonderfully for Tammy. Tammy, stay on vacation longer. Please don't. I'm joking. Please don't. Come back home soon. Tammy on vacation, and I got to tell you, I've had such a great time this weekend. My girlfriend Sam spent some time. My daughter Abby and our dear friend Davey Rocket is spending some time with us this morning. So happy to see you, my man.
So happy to be seen, buddy.
Now, I was going to take this time to ask about any future gigs we can plug here in San Diego, but it turns out that you have decided to take a little different path in your career, and I love where you're going.
Thank you.
I shouldn't even say career. I think it's more apt to say life.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Yeah.
Talk to us. What's going on?
I'm taking a step back from the look at me kind of music, the performing at bars and restaurants and stadiums and arenas.
Is that really how you consider it to be, the look at me? I mean, don't you think of it also as providing entertainment and relief and stress relief for people that need a little fun in their life?
I know that that's true. I do know that that's true. But sometimes I worry that it's a little look what I can do. I've found this new thing. I started working for a company where I kind of get to give back and do music in a whole different way. Really get to see the power of music. It's music therapy. I started working for a company called Resounding Joy, which is a nonprofit, and we provide music therapy to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it.
Dude, that is awesome.
It's amazing. I can't tell you. I feel so great every day. That's the selfish part.
So, if you don't know, Davey was involved in a horrible paragliding accident a little over a year ago. We almost lost him. I'm not being dramatic. We almost lost Davey.
Yeah.
And as much physical pain and trauma that brought, it also brought a lot of stuff mentally.
I was messed up before, but little more, probably.
You don't seem messed up right now.
I don't feel messed up right now.
You walk a little differently than you did last year. But you're able to walk.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. It's incredible. No cane.
You've got an animal attached to your body now.
I do. That's right. Yeah. So to do the skin graft on my leg that I almost lost, they used fish skin. And I know that I joke about stuff a lot, and I have a very, very dry sense of humor, but I'm not messing with you.
No, he does.
I've seen actual fish skin.
I've seen
it's
leg.
It's scaly.
It's got scales.
I can breathe underwater now.
Really?
Yeah.
This is something that you can just see it in your face is clearly working for you, giving to others.
I'm so thrilled to be involved in this. I wish I had known about this 20 years ago.
So when we're talking music therapy, explain what that means.
I kind of work under the supervision of licensed music therapists. All kinds of stuff, man. It's so great. I do a lot of work with veterans. I do work in elder care. And these are people that are just so appreciative. It's incredible.
My son, Walt, he's 7. He's on the spectrum. He's autistic. They consider him nonverbal. He doesn't talk much. But music really helped him kind of start to get his words out.
Isn't it amazing?
When he first started talking, it was because of music. I mean, if there was any words, it was him singing a song. So we got him into music therapy about a year ago, and it's been really, really good. It's helped him communicate. He's found ways to channel some of that energy. He loves it. I mean, I can't thank people that do what you do for a living enough, because it's affects people in such a major way.
It's incredible, isn't
it? It's so cool.
Music can be incorporated into so many aspects, whether it's helping someone grieve, helping someone
even
learn.
On the other side of grieving, hospice, bringing sure. music to hospice, things like that.
Learning. So this is a beautiful thing. It's called Resounding Joy. Davey is the newest employee who's helping people get by with music as therapy. Dave mentioned it's a nonprofit, which means they are looking for fundraising, and they have a fundraising concert called Living Your Dreams on September 27th at the Point Loma Assembly House. And this is going to be all the musicians that you work with, I imagine, this performing and showing what you guys do.
Yeah, the Sounds of Service band will be performing,
beautiful.
Which is a band of veterans.
How have you been working with the vets? How have they been responding to your tutelage, I guess?
Oh, they hate me. No, I'm just kidding. We have such a good time.
Nice. Okay. The concert, as I mentioned, Saturday, September 27th. All proceeds will fund individual and group music therapy sessions for vets, active duty service members, first responders, and military-connected families. This is fabulous.
Isn't it?
Davey will be there with the Sounds of Service band. We'll put a link on how to get tickets on our KSON and John and Tammy socials. The Point Loma Assembly House. Tickets are $50, VIP tickets $75. That includes the show, appetizers, desserts, beverages, all included, and the great Davey Rocket helping out veterans. This is beautiful.
Thank you for letting me talk about this a little bit. I'm so excited about it.
I thank you for opening up yourself up front about what you went through and how this is helping you. I think you're helping a lot of people just by bringing that up. So thank you, pal.
Thank you.
We love that you're alive.
I do too.
Thank God. All right, John and Davey Rocket filling in this week for Tammy, at least today. John and Dave, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Well, my friend,
yes.
I'm legit sorry to say that our time here is over this morning. Have you had a good time?
I've honestly had a great time.
Awesome. Perfect. We enjoyed having you here.
I always
thank you
enjoy
for your
being
stories.
Here.
Thank you for your music and your sense of humor, and for the brand new song that you wrote for Tammy in her absence, which turned out to be solely about you.
We miss you, Tammy.
What's the song called?
If I'm Tammy Today.
If I'm Tammy Today. We leave you with that, Davey. Continued love and success to you, my friend. Anytime
I love
you want to come
so
back,
much.
You know you've got an open door policy here.
Thank you very much. I'll be here tomorrow.
I don't mean to scold, but we need to hang out more together.
We do need to hang out more together.
Okay, get you to the house, make you some food.
Oh,
got the guest bed all made up for you.
Hanging out with, being friends with John is rough. It's so tough. Makes you food, drinks.
Well, thanks, pal. It's a pleasure when I do it for people that I love. You are one of those. All right, let's hear that new song for Tammy.
Okay. If I'm Tammy today, who's gonna be me? Who will sleep till noon and only get up because I have to pee? If I'm here, how can I make sure my video games get played? Who will tell my cat he's handsome and make sure my bed isn't made if I'm Tammy today? If I'm Tammy today, if I'm Tammy today, who will think about practicing music but end up just watching some Netflix? Who will scroll through my media feed to find people to be upset with? Who's gonna be surprised by problems easy to foresee if I'm covering for Tammy today? Who's covering for me? If I'm Tammy today, today, if I'm Tammy today, if I'm Tammy today.
Great work, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Davey Rocket.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
John and Davey, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.